Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. One trend in high school education over the past several years is to bring more real-world career experience to students before they graduate. One school district in the Midlands of our state has taken that initiative to the next level. Baron Davis is superintendent-elect for Richland School District 2 and, you might say, one of the co-founders of Richland 2's Institute of Innovation, known as R2I2. Baron, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Give us the genesis here of R2I2.
R2I2 actually started as an idea to create a space that was a community space in Northeast Richland County. Our school district had a vision of bringing in a space where we would have more of a shared collaborative space with other public partnership. That's actually how the library piece came aboard. And as an addition to that, the other parts of the space would have been our district office space as well as our learning space. Because at the time, we did not have what you call a traditional vocational school setting. And we wanted to do something a little bit different. We didn't want to focus on the traditional vocation, but more professional types of jobs.
Your idea to then head in that direction?
I was tasked by our school district to come up with a vision of what that would look like when it comes to the academics part of our building. Together with an outstanding team of leaders, we set out to look at the course offerings that we would offer at R2I2. We actually looked at the study on competitiveness and also looked at what are going to be some of the top jobs in South Carolina in the very near future and wanted to make sure we were aligning our curriculum with those demands.
What will one see when they walk through the doors?
Oh, that's a great question. One of the first things you will see is the collaboration. The Richland County Library is a partner. They are located right on the first floor, leasing some space from the school district. We have a state-of-the-art conference center that we also use as a learning lab for our students. Our district office is also located. But when you walk into the learning space, the classroom space, you'll see a two-level classroom space with innovative classrooms built for collaboration within the classroom and cross-collaboration within the disciplines that are offered there.
Talk about those disciplines.
We offer a course in Apple App Development, which is a very popular course. Our students have an opportunity to learn how to develop Apple apps and also sell those apps on the Apple market. We have computer aid design and manufacturing. Our students in that course are using a software called CATIA that is currently being used at Boeing and Volvo, BMW, and Porsche. So they're getting real hands-on applications with the software that's in demand and getting a certification in that. Global logistics and supply chain, managerial accounting and financing, next energy and fuel cell engineering, and non-traditional food services wrap up the course offerings that are there this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
that's quite a course selection there for the students. I would just have to take a stab in the dark and guess that you're getting a positive response from the students.
We're getting an outstanding response from the students. One of the things I love most about it, and I think my colleagues would share this with us, is it also gives an opportunity for our students to collaborate across the district because the program is open to all juniors and seniors in Richland School District 2, whether they're in a traditional learning classroom or they're in a specialized learning classroom like a magnet program.
Have you had other school districts from around the state come and take a look at this facility?
We've had a few school districts from around the state and outside the state.
And I understand that some of the other space there, the conference center, a ballroom, convention type of rooms that are available to be rented out by the corporate world.
Absolutely. It seats roughly about 750 people at seated round tables. We have several breakout rooms that are available. It is the largest in the northeast side of town. I want to say it's probably the second largest behind the Columbia Convention Center.
School districts all across the state face budget issues. A facility like this must have cost a lot of money.
Absolutely. But one of the great things about this facility is that we built this facility on savings from a previous bond referendum, which we're very proud of to be able to save our taxpayers or in our county, in our area, money and able to also offer something. And I think that's really one of the primary reasons why we wanted to be able to build something that we could give back to the community so we could have a conference in the area and a library as well as a learning space.
Well, Baron, congratulations on the launch of this new facility, and thank you for visiting our studio today.
Thank you for having us.
Baron Davis is superintendent-elect for Richland School District 2, which recently opened the doors of Richland 2's Institute of Innovation, known as R2I2. We will have a link to the institute posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.